Alhamdulillah, first of all, I'd like to thank Allah Ta'ala for this opportunity to be here on this day. It is an important day for us and for everyone who is involved with striving towards the tarbiyah and the education of our next generation. Today we're here for, inshallah, what's going to be a historic tree planting ceremony. I wanted to thank everyone for coming to the program. When we're planting trees, first of all, the first point of remembrance that I'd like to offer is that planting trees itself is something which is highly recommended in Islam. We have a number of traditions which indicate that there's a lot of thawab associated with planting trees. And in particular, trees which bear fruit after one has planted them. So for example, we're told that if somebody plants a tree and that tree then bears fruit later on, each one of those fruits is going to be regarded as a sadaqah for that person. As if they had gone and given that fruit as an act of charity, an act of goodness to others. We're told in another hadith that whenever there's a tree which is planted and then and any human being or an animal comes by that tree and then takes from it, then the person will receive the ajr and the thawab, the reward, according to whatever is done from that tree. Why is that? What is the philosophy behind that? Why is it something which counts as a sadaqah for the person who plants it? Well, even when we're planting trees, you know, we're thinking about the new life that is being initiated with the tree that's planting. But actually, trees are something which helps remind us of our death and what lies beyond. Why? Because a tree is something which symbolizes one of those things that we can do to prepare for our akhirah. Because it's something which lasts beyond our time here in this world. It is a source of goodness that we can initiate for those who will be afterwards, what is known as thawab jari. Now, if you take that same concept and you apply it in a more general sense, that as we're planting the trees and we're initiating the life with those trees, it's an opportunity for us to remind ourselves of the hereafter. I want to quote two traditions that we have from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, which inshallah will help explain the point that I'm trying to make. There's one hadith which says that if the day of judgment, if the sa'a were to arrive, the sa'a. Sa'a usually refers to the day of judgment in our ayat and riwayat. If the sa'a were to come, the day of judgment were to arrive, and you had a sapling in your hand, then every one of you should try, this is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you should try to plant that sapling before the hour is actually established, meaning before the day of judgment begins, before that moment arrives. Okay, that's one hadith about the importance of planting a tree right before, even if it's a day of judgment. Okay, the second hadith is from our sixth Imam alayhi salam. He says that if you had 2 days left to live, only 2 days to live, you have a chance at 2 days of life in this world. He says, let the first day be a day of your learning how to act in the most perfect way possible, which in Islam is known as the term adab. Meaning you learn your adab, you learn how to act in the way which is most pleasing to Allah, the most beautiful servant of Allah that you can possibly be. And then in the second day, you use what you've learned and you put it into action. And then he says, why? Why is that? He says, because what you need to do is you need to establish something that will last beyond you. Something that you will be leaving behind, your legacy in this earth. By learning and then acting on what you learn, that's the best possible legacy that you can leave beyond after your time here. So if we take these, and we can understand this one concept, which is that the tree is a symbol of something we're doing for our hereafter. It's an indication of we're striving to spend our time in a way which is doing an act of beauty, an act which is pleasing to Allah. This is one very important step, but we need to go beyond that as well too. We need to have that be the goal of our life. And in fact, in the Quran tells us that you yourself should be like that most beautiful tree. It's a very beautiful analogy that Allah says, كَلِمَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٌ. What the Mufassirin explained is usually as being iman. If you are a mu'min, A true believer is like a tree which is a perfect, beautiful tree. You know, we have trees which, you know, do a decent job, but for example, in the wintertime, they don't give off their fruit. We have trees which give shade during certain times of the year, but then other times of the year, they don't give that shade because the leaves come off. We have trees which are tall enough and wide enough to cover the unsightly scenes, but other ones are too thin to be able to do so. We have trees which show their beautiful colors at certain weeks during the year, but other times they're just plain and a little bit just dull. But there's a tree which is shajaratun tayyiba. What is the quality of that tree? The Quran says, tu'ti ukalaha kulla hinin. It gives off its fruit at every moment, all the time. Whether it be in this world, whether it be in the hereafter. Whether it be in our time in this world, whether it be in the barzakh, or whether it be in the hereafter. At all times, this tree is a tree which is always giving off fruit. Asluha thabitun wa faru'uha fis sama. Its roots are very firm. It will never get swayed, even if the most severe winds come. And its branches are high in the sky as well, too. That is the example that Allah gives us for how we should be with our iman, with the mu'min. A mu'min needs to be somebody who strives to bear fruit. The Mufassirin say that the reason why Rasulullah says that you should try to plant the those who are given the shahr of the hadith, he said, why is it Rasulullah said you have to plant that sapling, even if it's the moment of the Day of Judgment? Because somebody might say that if the Day of Judgment, well, who's going to make use of that sapling, right? Who's going to make use of that tree because the Day of Judgment is going to come? So the ulama say that the reason is because that's the motto of our life. We should be striving to do good until the very last moment of our life. There's no moment of rest. There's no one of just saying, okay, I've done what I need to do and that's it. Now I can retire. There's no such concept in Islam. Every moment we have to be struggling in the way of Allah to make our iman firm and then to be able to provide those fruits to others as well too. So inshallah, as we go and proceed to do the ceremonial of the trees, we can make this be an experience and a reminder for ourselves as well too. That with on this month of Sha'ban, right, close to the birthday of the our time, Imam Al-Hujja Ajal Al-Faraj Al-Hafif.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
And seeking his wasila, we hope that just the way we hope that each one of these trees is going to be growing strong and will be a source of shade and comfort and beauty and even giving off fruits. Each one of these represents all of our children in our campuses, all of our campuses, all the children of our community, and inshallah all of us as well too. That we also want to go through the same journey and with the same hope and seeking the same wasila and the blessings of the month of Sha'ban, inshallah. And we hope that Allah accepts our a'mal.